Hello? No, it's not Bald to Fontent. It's Call to Content. Hello and welcome to Call to Content, a podcast that is meant to create motivation, accountability, and hopefully inspire lots of content throughout the course of this year. I am your host, Daniel Wargo, and I am a writer, actor, producer, musician, foodie, and lover of all things storytelling. And I started this podcast because I have a lot of goals, I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish, and I needed a place to hold myself accountable. And through talking to people and through kind of just making choices, I decided to take this podcast to the streets, aka live to Twitch and Instagram, to talk to people about the ways in which they're trying to keep themselves motivated and hopefully just kind of work as a community to open up with accountability and motivation and get things done. And so it is Monday, the 24th of September. This is episode 87 of this podcast. And thanks so much for listening today. I'm doing this earlier than usual for the first time. I kind of wanted to always start this thing earlier because I'm on the West Coast and people are on the East Coast. And when I started at 11, it's already 2 and their Monday's almost over. And so kind of it's been feeling like, why am I doing this so late? I know that it's still early afternoon on the East Coast, but this is the best I can do for right now. That's kind of one of the things that I was talking about last Friday was I was having a little bit of trouble with kind of finding my motivation within what I was doing, and I needed a little bit of a change, and I didn't get everything accomplished that I wanted to last week, and I just kind of wanted to give myself a reason for why that was happening and also give myself a place to kind of change things up again. And so I'm always looking to just constantly change my motivation and change my strategy so that I can put the best, my best foot forward constantly. And so that's kind of what I was doing, what I was thinking about this weekend. And what I ended up determining was that on days where I don't necessarily have to go to work or I'm going to work for a very short amount of hours, I wanted to give myself a little bit more structure on those days. And so today is one of those days. I don't have them every week, but this week I have two as of right now that are kind of like lacking structure. And so what I decided to do is I decided to kind of create a little bit of structure for myself, something that worked for me and something that would also challenge me and just hopefully make me a better individual, a better worker, more motivated, and just kind of reignite the passion within me. And so that's what I did this week. And so the way that I decided to do that this week was by creating a schedule for myself. And so that included a wake up time, and then I listed things that I knew I was having problems with, and I gave hours for that. So today, for instance, I woke up at 7 and I gave myself from 7 to 9 to meditate, to shower, to eat breakfast, to relax and just kind of prepare for the day. And I started at 9, and from 9 to 10, it was about this podcast and also about responding to emails and taking care of business stuff on the computer that I neglect constantly during the week. I wanted to kind of start off with that so I'm ahead of the game, so to speak, with the emails that I need to be sending and all of the types of things that I need to be doing. So that's kind of been my morning. And then I have dedicated an hour to cleaning and just kind of organizing, just because I feel like if I start the week that way, then I'll be in a better place to kind of keep myself motivated in a cleaner space throughout the week. And so that's kind of my hope. I've dedicated an hour to that. And then I've dedicated an hour and a half to exercise so that I can, you know, be a healthy person. So that's what I'm trying to do. So I think for me, it's just been about schedule. It's just been about kind of trying to find a little bit of what do you call it? Just structure within nothingness, within, you know, the craziness that is my life. I know a lot of people who are in the exact same position in terms of working through the gig economy and going at things in that way. So that is one of the things that I needed for myself, and I know many others who are in need of the exact same thing in terms of just structure, in terms of just giving yourself the time to work on the days that you want to work. Because oftentimes within the gig economy, you have days where you have to be at work. There are days where you choose to be at work. There's two separate things. And so on the days that you choose to be at work, how are you going to do that? And so that's been the constant problem with me over the years. It works sometimes and it doesn't work others. And I'm not saying that one is right or wrong. It's probably going to be like that. And I think that if you have a real job, or if you are in school, or if you do have something that is scheduled, and by real job, I mean a scheduled set, I have to be here from 9 to 5, or whatever your schedule may be. But if you have a set specific schedule, then you will go back and forth between whether you want to be at work, or whether you need to be at work, or whether you're enjoying it, or you're tired, or whatever. But you have to be there. At the end of the day, that's kind of your life. And so those of us working in the gig economy, it goes back and forth. You know, some weeks are super structured, some weeks have no structure whatsoever. And that is a constant battle. That's just kind of a constant battle. And so I am working to just give myself a little bit more of that structure, maybe the structure like I had when I was in school or whatever, that kind of focuses motivation. Because the thing that is really easy to do when you're working in the gig economy is give into your energy. It's give into your desires. It's give into your freedom. And while those can all be very good things, they're not necessarily the things that kind of really create motivation or really get us past those points where we're just kind of stuck in the middle. And so that is something that I'm kind of constantly thinking about, because I remember when I was in college, that was kind of the last time I had specific structure. I'm doing fine since then. I've gotten a lot of things done. I'm super proud of the work that I've done since college, but the last time I had structure was then. And I know that there were days where I got almost no sleep, and I pushed myself further, and I got further. And so I'm wondering if there's a way in which to find that kind of focus through the gig economy and, you know, through that kind of own personal schedule. How do you do that? How can you kind of push past those desires, those freedoms, those abilities to just say, okay, well, I don't have to work today, so, and I don't really want to, you know, so why? Why would I do that? And so that's kind of been my thought process for this week. And so, and it's been a constant topic over the course of this podcast as I'm trying to find this structure, and it just doesn't come. It's always. And that's okay. You know, that's, I'm realizing that's kind of just the way it goes. And I'm just constantly going to have to shift things and change things up to make them more interesting for me, to keep me on track and to, you know, push myself beyond where I want to go. So, I think, you know, on the flip side of that, there also are issues with the fact that there is no schedule in that, where is your day off? Where is your, you know, where is your time for yourself? When do you sleep in? When do you not sleep in? When do you go to brunch? Whatever, you know, those kinds of things. How do you know? And so I think giving yourself the schedule on the work days, choosing which days are your work days, choosing what day is your day off, if you have that ability, I think that both are equally important. And so you're not constantly battling against, well, I should be working right now, but I'm not. I don't have the energy. And then at least for me, I start putting myself down and I start kind of making myself feel shitty because I'm not doing the things that I need to be doing because I haven't given myself the time or the structure to make those things happen. And so that has that is the thing that I'm constantly trying to change. And yeah, I feel like I just went on a rant for a while about that, but that's something that's just like what's constantly on my mind right now. Anyway, so I've been going for a long time. That's my plan this week. I've got this schedule. I wrote it down. I wrote it down on a little whiteboard thing, and I'm putting it where I can see it so that I know, like, this is the time that you do this. And on Thursday and Friday are the days where I'm not going to be doing that. So, and I've already designated that for myself. Now, things may change. I might get work. I might have to go teach or whatever, and I'll work around that. But I wanted to have, like, a specific schedule for if you don't have anything else, this is what you're doing during those hours. So that is my plan for this week. I'll check back in on Friday at some point to let you know how it went and to talk about all of this kind of stuff and more. As well as I am hoping to go on Twitch sometime on Wednesday to do like kind of another brief episode type thing about time management or accountability. I've been talking about it for a couple weeks, but I actually put it on the schedule for this week, and so that should happen on Wednesday afternoon at some point. Pacific time, obviously, and I am looking forward to that. I'm going to stay on Twitch for a while. If you don't follow us on Twitch, or if you're not on Twitch, you should be on Twitch. It's a great spot. It's not just for video games. There's a lot going on there. I have been discovering more and more about it constantly, so I would go over there. We are twitch.tv/splashzonemedia, and you can find all of that information on our Instagram, or just go to Twitch and search Splash Zone Media, and I'll be over there. You can follow us, and there's always room for chatting there. That's all for today. Thanks for joining. If you're listening on the podcast, please subscribe. Please come to Twitch or Instagram and listen to a live show at some point if it works for your schedule. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nikolai, for being on the podcast. Love you, bud. Have a good day at school, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.